And that's his what? His father-in-law.
His uncle.
His uncle. Oh, he actually wrote it. I have it. He texted him today. Okay, so you ready, Adi? This chabura is sponsored by the Goldschmidt family. It's Lili Nishmas Sid's uncle. He was killed before Sid was born. His name is Hachavar Yitzchak Ben Hachavar Moshe Yehuda. He was a sergeant in the U.S. Army and killed in Germany. A very makbid on Advar Halacha. And had a difficult life, and the Mirza Shemi should have an Eli and a Shama from this year, from the Divrei Torah we're going to speak tonight. So, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara introduced a possible limitation to Kimlei B'Drabimine within the Sugya of Motzi Shemer. This is in the middle of the Gemara Daf Tesam and Beis. But we're primarily, again, going to focus back on that Tosfos in Ksubas, which discusses the details of this Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, Amar Rav Yosef, Hevi Habal Edim Shezinsa. If the Baal starts up the story and wants to say that a woman was Mizdana, but then the Motzi Shemer kicks in, why? Because the father responds, Hevi Av Edim Ve'edimum Le'edi Habal. So what's the first scenario? So the din is Edi Habal Ne'erogin Ve'enim Mishal Mamon. They don't have to pay any additional monetary obligations that they wanted to make. Rashi explains the woman lose the ksuba. We say that they are sufficient, that they just get killed. Possibly either because the chiyuv ksuba is not really Rashi says over here, Apa Pisha Yimatsinos Vaksuba, Amishal Matovas Anas Ksuba, Kading Sharzom Miksuba, Msechus Makas, given the Shil, oh, because of the regular din of Kimle de Rabbinate, because that's Chi of Misa Umamon to the girl. They were both to the girl, they were one entity, and therefore Kimle de Rabbinate applies. Good. What is the Chi of Ksuba, just parenthetically? This is actually a fascinating idea. She doesn't really get a ksuba yet. She's happily married until this husband starts off this whole story and this rumor. And so what ksuba are we talking about? So the answer is, the Gemara Makas tells us, this is really a proof to basically an option. Selling options. I can sell an option that, theoretically, right now, I have the ability, if my husband dies, to collect 200 zuz for my ksuba. I don't know for sure that I'm going to collect 200 gzuz. It could be that I'll die before my husband and there won't be a collection of the ksuba. It could be that, I don't know, different cases, I'll act like a woman who needs to lose her ksuba, whatever it is. But I'll go onto the market, and I'll say, I will sell you my ksuba for $10. Now you have the option of getting $200, an investment, and it's a good chance that you'll be able to collect. So that's the hefsid mamon that she already retains, that's called the tovas hanok ksuba. The fact that she could sell her ksuba, so the Gemara says they're putter on that tashlumin, because they get killed because of Kim Lev Dramini. Yeah.
She might die, or the other side is it won't be worth too much. You want, they're staying one half too much to pay her. So she could lose.
Okay, yeah, for other options, right? So the Gemara says, and what happens if the story continues? If the Baal defends himself and now is mizamim back the Edeav ne'erogin u'mishal mamun, then they get a double punishment. Why? Because when there's bi-destinational kimlev d'rabimine, when there's mamun to one entity and misa to another entity, namely what? There was misa to the Edim. The Edi Av, we're trying to get the Edi Abal killed falsely, and that's wrong. And now they also wanted to be Mechayev, the husband, 100 seller that he has to pay for Motzi Shemra. Now the Gemara says, no, that we don't apply the din of Kimlev D'Rabbani. So our maskanas ha-gemara sounds like what? Kimli b'dirabmane only applies if it's by one destination. If it's towards one individual, both the mamon, both the misa, are towards one destination. However, if it's by destination, so the conclusion of our gemara is that we do not apply the dinim of kimli b'dirabmane. The problem is we left off last chabura was that we started last Habura, Rashi says that this is a debate all over Shas. Because Rashi says, in the case, and that's the situation in the Gemara and Ksubas and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about a person who was eating Truma, and he ripped someone's sweater while he was doing that. So Rashi says, why would Kimlei B'Drabnei apply? Says Rashi, Rav Ashi, who's the author of that statement, that Kimlei B'Drabnei applies to eating Truma and ripping a sweater, argues with Rav Yosef in the Gemara and Sanhedrin on Daf Tes Amud Beis. This got Tosfos very upset, and he said, what's the shaychus? Why are you calling that case of Achilas Truma a case of Kimlei B'Drabnei of Lezeh U'Lezeh? The Isser of Achilas Truma was connected who? Was connected to Rabbeinu Shalaylam. That's not Misa Lezeh U'Mamun Lezeh. If that's Misa Lezeh U'Mamun Lezeh, so then every case of Kimlei, then the Mishnah in Baba Kama of Kimlei B'Drabnei, which is the case of what? Of being Madlik Godish B'Shabbis, that's also going to be Misa Lezeh Mam Lezeh, because you're Machal Shabbos to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and a Madlik Adid Gadish. So that's Misa Lezeh Mam Lezeh. No one disagrees with that Mishnah. So therefore, Tosfos says Rashi's wrong. There is no Machloikes about this topic in Sanhedrin Testament Beis. And Rashi put his foot in his mouth. Rashi did not have to get involved in Maseches Ksubas with this topic. But, we pointed out, even though Rashi might have went too far and extended it and created a machloikas when it wasn't necessary, Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva, the other Rishonim, also have their problems to solve. And that's something that we have to take very seriously, because that does come and challenge our Gemara. You see, everything seems smooth in our Gemara. Misa, Kimlei B'Drabnei applies when it's by one destination. But when it's bi-destinational, doesn't apply. And Tosos even gives you the influence that it's smooth, because he only gives you a two-liner over here. In Sanhedrin, you look at Tosos Dira Maskel Mamon, says, all the makshe parakeets at a rego, the potter also mafilu b'gdidu chad v'avdechad, the first mokan achar, I take care of it. So you're very calm when you're reading this Gemara. It seems like Mamon lezeh, Misa lezeh, that's, everyone agrees that Kimlei B'Drabnei will not apply. But if you actually look at the case that Tosos is quoting, the Kates on our regal and Dafkov Bez and Bez, and this is what we left off with last week. It's not the case. Again, the Gemara Bava Kama is talking about the famous machloikis between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When a person is madlik esh in their backyard, and then a ruach comes and picks up that esh and goes to the next door neighbor. So the Gemara says, why is that esh chayiv? Is it as if the esh is my arrow? And that's what's picking it up. It's my arrow, and it all relates back to me. It's like me shooting a gun. Or no, do you say Eish Mishra Mamono? It's like my animal that went into your backyard and caused the problem. So the Gemara says, well, what's going to be the implication? What's going to be the nafkamina? Nafkamina is going to be the case. What about Ritzicha? What about if a person gets killed through that fire that now picks up through the Ruach? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan understands that very well, because that's my arrow. If I shoot you with an arrow, if I shoot you with a gun, that's my esh, that's my arrow, that's my chitzav. Esh mishum chitzav is chayav misa is ritzich. But according to Reish Lakish, who holds esh is mishum mamona, the reason I'm chayav to pay el nezek mamon is because it's like my ox. I'm not chayav misa if my ox kills you. That's not my chiv. I have to pay some money, but I don't get chiv misa. So how does the Gemara and Bava Kama quote a brisa that says, if you kill an eved next to a stalk, so the Gemara says, Kimlei B'Drabnei applies, and you're putter. So the Gemara says, I'll explain to you. It's talking behitzis gufo shel eved. The wind didn't pick up and take the fire over there. You took, an igniter. You took one of those, lighters, right? You went up to the Evet and you ignited his body. Even Reish Lakish will agree in such a case, your mom is killing the guy. That's your Ritzicha. That's not the classic case of Eish, that a Ruach comes and picks up that Eish. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, my lememra. If you walked up to the guy and killed him, obviously Kimlei B'Drabnei will apply. Obviously, you know, there's a Chi of Mis over here. What's the chiddush according to Reish Lakish? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a chiddush. It's the esh that's killing. Says the Gemara, no, it's be eved dechad, v'godish dechad, v'gdi dechad. The mamon and the misa are to two different destinations. And yet what? The Gemara says, kim le b'derav mneis apply. So therefore, ask Tosfos, how are you going to deal with one contradiction? That when the Gemara says, without any debates, in Gemara and Sanhedrin Desim Abayis, that misa lezeh mamon lezeh, there is kim le b'derav mneis. However, the Gemara Bava Kama is suggesting, in Ketzad HaRegel, that's what Tosfos brings in our Tosfos that we have, says that kim le b'derav mneis apply. And we brought another case right under that. Roidev Sheshiber es Akelim. Bein shel nirdav, bein shel kol adam pater. Af agav davi misal in nirdav, v'tashlum in the bal Akelim. So you see what? We'll just say it outside quickly. A guy is running, killing, chasing another guy to kill him. And what happens? As he's chasing another guy to kill him, he breaks someone's car on the way he's driving to kill him. And he crashes into someone else's car. So the Gemara says what? He's potter on the mamon. Why? Because every time, while he's running after to kill him, he has a din of a rodef, and he's really chayev misa. So the Gemara says, kim leib derav mnei applies, and he could be potter on the mamon in that situation. That's what the Gemara says. But Tosfos asks, again, it's a sphira. Over there, the mamon that he's mazik, the mamon that the cars that he damages, is everyone's car. I'm driving through the street. I'm driving down Saddle River Road. And I knock into someone guy's car while I was chasing another person to kill him. So the misa was to the person I was trying to kill. The mumun was from someone in the racquetball club. They have no shaykhaz elzeh. And yet the Gemara is saying, he's putter on the mum. He doesn't have to pay for the car. Why? I thought if it's bi-destinational, I thought if it has two different destinations, kim leib derav mneis doesn't apply. That's what our Gemara says. So these are questions that everyone is going to have to answer. We have a feirush astira throughout Shas, whether or not misa lezeh or mamon lezeh is potter, kim leib derav mneis applies, or it's not potter. So let's see. If you look in the Tosfos on the sheets, and Daflami, everyone have a Tosfos? In Ksubis, it's in the middle of the Tosfos, the big Tosfos, Vindiril Rabbi Natam. It's two words from the end. It's like on the skinny lines, 17 lines down. Down or up?
Up.
Okay. Vindiril Rabbi Natam. Dirava dafka gabi edim zoymimim. Isle de mamon lezeh unefashas lezeh chayiv. Mishum deba inon shetiskayim hazama klape kol echad. Umiu mamon v'nefashos bechad gavra potter kevin de miskayim bo ktsas hazama. Aval ba'alma moiderava de mamon lezeh unefashas lezeh potter. Why? Proof. Like the Gemara Bava Kama. What does it just say? Basically, let's just break it down. We have a stira and a contradiction in Shas. Is Misa Lazet, King Levi Rab, and now Fashas Lazet. I damage one person, and I'm chayav misa to the other person. And I do it simultaneously. Does kim leib derav mneis apply or not? Tosfos says, our Gemara in Sanhedrin says kim leib derav mneis doesn't apply. The Gemara by killing the Eved says kim leib derav mneis does. The Gemara by driving down Saddle River Road, the road that was going to murder someone, and he crashed into someone's car, does apply kim leib derav mneis. So how do you deal with this? So says Tosfos, I vote. I'm saying the general rule is kim leib derav mneis always applies. Kim leib derav mneis always applies, not only if it's to the same person, the mamon and the misa. I'm chayiv. I'm potter on the mamon, even if it's not only if it's the mamon of the person that I'm getting killed for, but even if it's two different people, the mamon of his and the misa of his. So then what is Rabbi Natan going to have to explain? Rabbi Natan's going to have to explain our Gemara. Our Gemara, by the case of Hazama, by the Edim Zomimim, when the Edi Av turn out to be Edom Zomim, and they were trying to get the Edi Abal killed, and they were trying to make the husband pay the knas of Motzi Shemra, that he lied about his wife, that she was Mizaneh, and there the Gemara said, here the Gemara says, they have to pay both. So the Rabbi Natan says, aye, but you hold, Kimli B'Drabbanei applies even by Misa L'Zeh Mamu L'Zeh. So how do you explain that? Says Rabbi Natan, there's one difference. Our Gemara is a case of Hazoma, of Kasher Zomam. You're punishing the Edim for what they intended to do. Says Rabbi Natan, that's the Nekuda. That's the difference. What do you mean? Let's see it again. The Nir Rabbi Natan, the Rava Dafka Gabi Edim Zoymim Islay, the Mamaluzel Nefashal Zechayim. Rava only says Kimle v'Drabne will not exempt you from the Dine Mamanis, from the monetary payment, only in the case of Azama. Why? Because the Torah said when it came to Edom Zomimim, Deba'inon Shetiskayim Hazama Klape Kol Echad. What happened over here? Edom came in and they testified that what? Those Edom of the Baal that said that my daughter was Mizana, they're liars. They were with us. They never knew, they never even knew about the situation, they're liars. So what did the Edim testify about? They testified not only about the Chi of Misa, they testified that they're liars about the Chi of Mammon as well. Says Rabbeinu Tam, so what are you going to do? You're going to apply, and now it turns out that the father's Edim were liars. And the Edi Abal defended himself. The Baal now defended himself to be mazim back the Edi Ab, that they were liars about the liars. So now what are you going to do? You're going to say, Kim lived the Rabbimini? You're going to say, give the Edi Ab Misa and let them be exempt on the moment. As for Ben Tami, you can't do that. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because they gave Edus on two different things. They gave Edus on what? Both on the Mammon towards the husband, and the Misa towards the Edi Abal. And you need to be Makayim, you need to fulfill the Pasuk of Kasher Zomim Lazos Lachiv. They wanted and they intended to do evil, to do two different destinations, to two different people. So how are you going to accomplish that? Says Rabbi Natan, that's why Rava in our sugya said, when it comes to Hazama, then Kim Levi Rabbani is not going to apply. Then Kim Levi Rabbani is not going to help over here, and Misa Lazeh, Umama Lazeh, is Chayitz. But Chatz V'Shalom, says Rabbi Nutam, it never meant to say that Misa Lazeh, Umama Lazeh, is always Chayiv, and there's no Kim Levi D'Rabbinay. Says Rabbi Nutam, Kim Levi D'Rabbinay always applies. Kim Levi D'Rabbinay applies in all situations. And I'll give you a proof, says Rabbi Nutam. What's the source for Kim Levi D'Rabbinay? The source is what? The source is killing a woman. The Torah says, if you kill a woman, im ason yia, then you don't have to pay the money of the Dmei Vlados of the Uber. But if lo yia ason, the Gemara says, v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh, then you have to pay for the Uber for the fetus. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, one second, who's the Dmei Vlados going to? Who owns the money of the fetus? Who does the person pay when he knocks into a woman and he causes a miscarriage? The Baal. So ask Rabbi Natan, that's Misa Lazeh Umamun Lazeh. That's the Misa to the woman that you're going, if it says that there is an Ason, if the woman dies, do I have to pay to make blood those? Pasuk says no. Im ye Ason, then you lo ye nothing. Then you don't have to pay. So says Rabbi Natan, you see that even Misa Lazeh Umamun Lazeh, even if there's bi-destinational, Kim Lev D'Rabbanei will apply. Says Rabbi Natan, that's my shita. I say that Kim Lev D'Rabbanei always applies. You're going to ask me from people who are learning Sanhedrin, Tetzim, and Beis, says Rabbi Natan? That's a bad kasha, says Rabbi Natan. Because this is talking about one case of Azoma. And for Azoma, I have to be Mekayim Azoma. And if I do Kim Lev D'Rabbanei, then I'm not going to be Mekayim Azoma. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, excellent, excellent. It's exactly. Give shvach where shvach is due. We're going to get to it. That's the bottom of Taisis. Excellent, excellent. That's the Tchiyah and Rabbi Natan. Excellent, excellent. We're not there yet, but that's going to be the Tchiyah. Let's first just understand Rabbi Natan fully. So comes along Rabbi Natan,
and says, but if I would have said, Kim Lebedurabimine, in the case of Azoma, then what? It wouldn't have been Kasher Zomam. Because now you're only giving them half of what they were Zomim. Half of what they were Zomim. I ask a Kasher Rabbi Tam, but in the first case of the Gemara, in the first case, what? By Havia Abal Adim, says in the Behavia Av Adim, Behizimim Le Abal. In just one, when the simple case, when they said what? The Eidei Ahav are mazim the Eidei Abal. Before we re-mazim the Eidei Ahav. The first case of Motzi Shemra. Do the Eidei Abal have to pay mamon to the Isha even though they made her lose her option of selling her ksuba, the future option? So the answer is no. Kim Lib D'Rav Mene applies there, right? Why? So ask the Rabbeinu Tam. So why is that Hazama? They also wanted to make her lose money. Again, this woman could sell her ksuba for some good cash. The future option. If you have the ability to collect, I'm going to give you a good deal on my ksuba. You only pay me $10. I'll give you an option to buy it for collect 200 zuts for $10. Great deal. Men usually die before women. It's, you know, it's gonna work out. You'll collect. Says Rabbi Tam, that's not akasha. Why? Kevon de miskaimo ktsas hazom. But when it's one goof, when it's one destination, what's one destination? When it's all about the woman, both the mamon and the misa was about the woman, we wanted to kill the woman, that she was mizana, and we wanted to make her lose her future option on the money. And yet the Gemara says that the Edom only have to get killed. They don't have to pay the woman any money. What happened to Hazama there? What happened to the kasher zomam about the mamon? Says Rabbi Tam, no. Since came the Miskayim book, Tzas Hazama, so therefore that's enough. But you need Tzas Hazama to be fulfilled by each and every destination that they were dealing with. In the next case of the Gemara, which is our next case, when the Eidei Ahav are proved to be liars about whether or not the Eidei Abal were liars, so now they wanted to affect two distinct parties. They had Azama, one against the father, against the husband, about paying the Me'asela that he made up a lie about his daughter to be Mizana. And they also wanted the Edim to get killed because they wanted the woman to get killed. So now, you Edim Ahav are lying about us lying? So now, you're going to have to get both. And now Kim Lib D'Ravni is not going to apply because then it's going to be a Chisaron and Kasher Zomam Lasas Lachiv. You wanted to do two different things to two different parties, and Kim Lib D'Ravmine will now, if we apply Kim Lib D'Ravmine, we're not going to have Azama. Yeah, Itai. Why? I have an Eidus about two Achim here. No, because a classic Eidus is to one individual, but... Let me ask you. If I have an Eidus, that's nogeya to Yossi and to Itai, no one will say that, you know, oh, it's enough to give Hazama on one person, because Lasas La'achid means when you're being made, no, it's not enough to get one party. If my Eidus needs to be valid towards everyone, then there has to be a penalty for every person. Lasas La'achid just means that in most cases, you're being made on an individual. You're being made about one ach. But says Rabbi Natan, but if one person is totally being ignored here, so what's going on over here? There's no edus. That's fair. Avade, if there are more parties that are being affected, it has to be. You don't just say hazama by one person is okay. Well, and what else are you going to lose out? He's not going to get any money? Can't be. But Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Isai, in these few lines of how to resolve this fundamental question of whether or not Kim Lib D'Rabmanei applies to bi-destinational situations, and he's saying, of course it applies to bi-destinational explanations. And what we thought when we learned a line in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says Rabbeinu Tam, is pumfakert. This is the exception. The rule is that Kim Lib D'Rabmanei applies. We see something behind the scenes of something fundamental within the rules of Kim Lib D'Rabmanei. Kim Lib D'Rabmanei, which means that you're going to be exempt from the monetary payment if you're getting a more chomer, more stringent capital punishment or more severe punishment. But with this, we need to see a little bit of background. I'm bringing you now to the first sugya in Makos. First sugya in Makos, Mishnah Beis Amaralf. The Mishnah discusses Eidim that want to be made about a person that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. He's a chol. That was the case in the beginning of Makos. And it turns out that they were lying. So the Mishnah wants to know, what are you going to do? You're going to make the Eidim Kasher Zomam? How are you going to do that? They weren't Kohanim to begin with. You're going to pretend that they're Kohanim and make them Chalom? As if, you know, you can't take away something they don't have. So how are you going to do this? So the Gemara says you give him Malkus. So the Rishonim there ask the following question. Let's just see where this is, because I have a different set of ritvos. The first word of the line is V'afal Gav. You see where that is? V'afal Gav, halfway down. Ask the ritva the following question. What do you mean? There's no way to fulfill Kasher Zomam to these Yisraelim that were being made about this Kohen that he lost his Kedushas Kahuna. V'afal gav d'mafsid iluhu truma v'shar matnas kahuna marav raboisai. How does a Kohen make his parnasa? Kohen makes his parnasa from getting truma from everyone. A Kohen makes his parnasa from what? From all the matnas kahuna. So what do you mean they don't cause him any that you can't be Mekayim Azama? Give this guy a bill. He's making me for Dairis, lose Truma, lose Matnas Kahuna. That's a heavy number to that damage. So why don't you say that they are Azama over there? Why is the Gemara in Makkos assuming that there's no Azama to be made about someone that he lost his Kedushas Kahuna? It's not true. There is Azama. Send him a bill. Said the Rishonim as follows. The time of the Lay Meshalma, the reason why they don't have to pay and you don't have to fulfill Kasher Zaman with that, says the Rishonim is an important klal. Hazama can't apply to something that has no infinite amount. You have no idea. How are we supposed to cheshbin? How many trumas he got? What if he suddenly got popular in the town and he's going to get all the trumas and all the mountainous kuhunos? It's me to the lokai. It says no set amount. You can't apply azama to that. You see, the Rishonim weren't sure about this. When the Torah put the punishment of Edom Zom in that life, mistama, they weren't talking about a punishment that has limitations. Mistama, but maybe it did. Maybe it did. They're not sure. Shef Shalatos came miyad, that I can give him the punishment. Chaim Perish Moria Rashba says the Ritva, and that's what my Rebbe the Rashba says. Iba Yeshema, Mishum Da'ai Psei Deloi Bari Yezeka, Ugrama Ba'alma. Said the other Rishonim, no, I give you a much better reason. This is really like indirect. Am I actually mamish making him lose it right now? No. In the future, when he's going to be a Kohen, in a year from now, and people are going to know he's a Kohen, and he's around, and he's moving into this new area, so now I'm goyrim him to lose that money. That's good. That's grama. That's indirect hezek. That's not being mazik him directly, and grama is potter for nezikin. So how can you say kasher zama? Grama ba'amu, gavasa ba'amu potter. To me, Mary, the avalu manas kuna, maybe he would suddenly lose all of his reputation in the community. No one's going to give him trumas anymore. No one knows. It's not necessary that he's going to get. No, it's not here right now, and it's grama. Fine. Skip to oid pirish betoisis. This is where it's important. Oid pirish betoisis. The time of the ha, the kaven delay mekayma b'hazama b'bay dahavi ikur sadu sayu. Since you can't fulfill hazama with the main meat and potatoes of the case, meaning what? I really wanted to what? Make sure that you can't go up to duchen anymore. I really wanted to make sure that what? That you are no longer going to be kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not going to get an aliyah for Rishon anymore. I wanted to make you not a kohen. But yet what? We can't do Hazama on that because you're Yisrael. The Edom are Yisrael, you can't make him that. So says Tosis, if I can't apply Hazama on the Ikerzach, on the meat and potatoes, the Psul ben Grusha ben Chalutza loy mekaimen laba, to loy mekaimen Hazama lechatzoy. Says Tosis, so you can't apply a half a Hazama. A Hazama lechatzoy. Ukadamrina b'gemara. And like the Gemara says, Gabi Vatisen loy v'loy lezaro. The Gemara says, that's what the Ritva's learning shot in the Gemara. When I'm making him a ben Grusha ben Chalutza, I'm not only affecting him, I'm affecting his kids and his kids. Zelo lezaro. And what? And even if you would make me into a ben Grusha, you're not affecting my kids. You're not doing the same thing that I intended to do. I was killing his mishpacha. I was destroying his mishpacha. So Hazama lechatzoyim, halfway Hazama, we don't do, says Tosis. Now, this is what's no gay to us. Listen up. Our Gemara. We were made that an Ishu was Mizana. Vuhuzmu, and then they were Adam Zoymimim. Shener Rogin Ve'ein Mishal Minksuba. That in the first case, what? Their potter, and they don't have to pay the girl money because they're Chayav Misa, because you apply what? Kim lebe de rabba minei, asks the Ritzvah, so what's bothering the Ritzvah? That seems to be against the klal of ein mekaimen azama lechatzoyin. You're doing azama, halfway azama, in our Gemara, in the first line. Why isn't that halfway azama? Don't tell me that the reason why you can't be mechayev the eidim by the ben grusha mechalutza, the hefsid mammon for truma and for manes kahuna, is because we don't apply half hazamas. I'll give you a proof you apply half hazamas. Sanhedrin Testament base. In the first case of the Gemara says, we are being made that she was mizana, and then we turned out to be liars. What happens? We get misa and we don't have to pay her any money on the loss of her ksuba. Why? We wanted to cause her that monetary loss. Apparently, ask the Tosos, ask the Ritva, you do apply Hazama L'chatzoyim. And it is sufficient. Says the Ritva, that's not Hazama L'chatzoyim. Why is it not Hazama L'chatzoyim? Says the Ritva, an unbelievable yisod, and this is one of the most important Ritvas, and it's a Ramban and Makas as well, on the entire idea called Kim Levidravne. These lines. Kevon de Kim Levidravne, Din Torah, shebechol makom sheyesh misa umama, shamisa omda b'makom shneim, v'kula azama. What does that mean? Says the Ritva, I'm going to explain to you why our Gemara in Sanhedrin is not hazama l'chatzoyim. Because when you apply kim lev d'rab minei, and you give the more severe punishment, you give the misa to the individual, it's not the pshat that we can't enforce a double punishment. What was your lashon last night? Double indemnity. Says the Ritva, that's not pshat. That's not what Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei means. Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei means swallowed up in the Misa is as if you paid the money. Mechlal Masayim Mone. It's as if Kiyilu Shilavti. There is no chiyuv anymore. It's paid. Says the Ritva, that's not hazama lechatzoyim. Hazama maleya. Hazama lekula. I paid with my death as if I paid the mammon. That's the mechanics of kim lev d'rab minei. Meir v'raboisai. Who disagrees with this Ritva? Our Rabbeinu Tam. Our Rabbeinu Tam asks the following question. I have a steer in shas. I don't understand how to resolve this stira. Is misa lezeh, umama lezeh, when it's bi-destinational, does kim lev d'rab minei apply or not? Gemara's all over that says it applies. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, that's the way we're going. It always applies. Aye, but there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says kim lev d'rab minei does not apply when it's bi-destinational. Says Rabbeinu Tam, ma pitom. That's hazama. And you need what? So what are you going to say? You're going to say, Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei? Kim Levi D'Rabbi Minei? You don't have Kasher Zom Las L'Achiv. Because there's one thing that wasn't taken care of. Who's arguing back against the Rabbeinu Tam in his analysis in our Gemara? In the way the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to be the Yashiv all of Shas. on the din of Kimlim Dramine, whether it applies Mislos there, Mamelos there, Rabbeinu Tam's Yisod was by Azoma, I can't have Kimlim Dramine when it's by destinational. Because then I'm not paying the Mamon. I'm only giving the Misa.
Says the Ritva, no. You misunderstood Kimlim Dramine. Kimlim Dramine is what?
Kimlim Dramine was as if you paid within the Misa.
If the Rabbeinu Tam held of the Ritva, he would have never been able to say his teretz of the Stira and Shaf that Azoma's different. He can't say that anymore, because it's as if you pay. So, how does Rabbeinu Tam hold? L'chayra, Rabbeinu Tam holds double indemnity. Rabbeinu Tam holds, Bezdin's hands are tied. Bezdin, the Rabbeinu Shalom told Beis Din in the Parsha, in Mishpatim, Im Asoniya, you cannot have a double punishment. He's exempt. He's off the hook. But, obviously what? There is a Chiyav that wasn't taken care of. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam will hold in a case of Azama, you didn't take care of everything that has to be taken care of. So Rabbeisai, what happens over here in a few lines of Rabbeinu Tam? How he answers a kasha legabe, a detail in Kimlev Dramani, and if it applies to by destination, how he resolves a steer and shast, he's now telling us his mahalach in Kimlev Dramani in general. That it's not that the mamon is as if it's paid and it's included within the misa. No. It's a chiyah that really should have been paid. But there's a Torah that says Bezdin can't enforce two punishments. Bezdin's hands are tied. That's the way Kimlei B'Dramini works. Whereas the Ritva says, no, since you got the Misa, so therefore it's as if within the Misa, you now paid the mum. Yeah.
Sounds like they're learning the words Kimlei B'Dramini. One is Kimlei, in the one that's Kimlei. It's Kimlei.
Another one says, not Kimlei, that's what we do to end this. Psst, I like it. Very nice. Beautiful. Yeah.
So in that case, the guy doesn't end up actually being killed.
Yeah.
Right?
Excellent child. That's exactly the next Nakuda that I want to talk about. I don't know if I'm going to have time to really get through all the rise on this. I would like to actually delve into this. We have 5 minutes. There is a Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Luria, that makes the following statement. Case of a Baba Machteris. And what happened? So the Ktzais quotes this in Simen Chav Ches. What happened over here? Rava. Let me stay outside what the Marshal says, and it will refer to exactly what Itai just asked. There is a Rashi in Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph that says a fascinating Kiddush. Let me give you a little background to this. We're going to go through a few Gemaras right now. The Gemara Bava Kama talks about a case of Kimlei B'Dramine in the following scenario. What happens if I steal something and then I mocher that object? So the Torah tells us, im ganav v'tavachu mocher, so you pay dalet v'he, right? Good. So the Gemara discusses on daf ayin amid beis in Baba Kama, what happens if the mechira happened al yedei achilal Shabbos? So now, will you have to pay dalet v'he or not? Because you could say kim lebe d'rabimene. So the Gemara says, how could it be a mechira? The Gemara says, if you're not chayav to pay him, so it's never a mechira, it never takes effect. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, sounds like it says, that even though you apply kimli b'durabimine, there's still a chayav latzeis yidei shamayim to pay the money. Which means, al pidin bezdin can't be mechayav you the money in a case of kimli b'durabimine. But also chiyuv of yosher, a chiyuv latzis yidei shamayim, you should pay the amount for that object.
So that's what Rashi B'Metziah says. And that's the language of the Gemara is, Esnon Asra Torah, Afilu Ba Al Imo. What does that mean? Esnon Asra Torah is the barter, is the animal for sleeping with a Zayna. Esnon, if you use an animal that you slept with a Zayna, so Al Pidin, even B'Zman HaZeh, the Mishnah Berurah writes, we're not allowed to accept that as a donation in the Beis HaKnesses. And Avada, the Gemara, the Torah is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to accept such a thing. So the Gemara says, the exchange for sleeping with a woman, with Znus, afilu ba'al imo. Even if the Zayna that you slept with was someone who you're chayev misa with. So, the kasha is, how could the Gemara say that? There's no chayev mamon in such a scenario, because it's kimli b'derabmini, because I'm going to get killed for it. Says Rashi, there's a chayev latzeis yidei shamayim. You still should be, you still should pay, even though Bezdin can't enforce the Chi of Mammon, because their hands are tied, because of Kim Levi Drabmanet. But Al Chi of Lasse Tidei Shemayim, there's still a Chi of to pay the money. Comes along the Marshal, as quoted by the Ktzais in Simon Chavches, and he says the following distinction. This idea that Rashi told us, that there's a Chi of Lasse Tidei Shemayim, by every Kim Levi Drabmanet, Bizman Azeh, that's always going to apply. Why Bizman Azeh is it always going to apply? Says the Maharshal of the following Chiddush. The Chi of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim only exists in the following scenario. His lashon is, Imlo Avdino Nachumra. If Bezdin didn't carry out the more severe punishment. But if they carried out the more severe punishment, and you actually are getting killed, then even Lefi Shamayim, Lotzi Tidei Shamayim, you're not going to be chayv. That's what the Maharshal says. Says the Ksos HaChoshen, I never heard this before in my life, and his language on this psak in Simen Chav Chesiv Katan Aleph, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevi'is. This is a prophecy. This is something that I don't even know what the source is, and I'm not masking to it. And it chaps nafkaminas la halacha because, according to the Marshal, every case of kimle bizman hazeh, which is possible, Rabbi Yisai, person damages while he's being mechal Shabbos, that's all cases of kimle b'derabmanei. Bezdin would have had to not been able to enforce the monetary payment, and says the Marshal, but there is a chiv latzis yidei shamayim. Why? Because bizman hazeh, Bezdin doesn't enforce the punishment. Bizman hazeh, there's no misas Bezdin. So this has practical implications, this Marshal. So he says, what do you mean, kimle b'derabmanei is kimle b'derabmanei? Doesn't matter whether you got the Misa or not. Even if you didn't get the Misa, you did an action, that's Chayav Misa. Even B'Shoigig, Tana de Bechizkiya says, if you did a B'Shoigig, well, you're not going to get killed. Still, Kim Lev D'Rabbanei applies. So Rabbi said, what's Pshat in the Marshal? Maybe next time we'll see where the Marshal is coming from the case of Bava Machteris, where Rava gave back the object because there was no Chi of Latzis Yidei Shemayim. Tosfos asked Akasha, there was a case of a Bava Machteris. And what happened? Rava gave back the object of the Baba Machteris. Rava gave it back. So Tosfos asked on Rava, Tema, Hamischayev Latzis Yidei Shamayim. The guy was giving it to you, you should keep it, because he's Chayev Latzis Yidei Shamayim. Right? So that's Tosfos Kasha. That's Tosfos Kasha Nayim Bits. So the Marshal comes to answer the Tosfos Kasha. No, there is no chiyuv lotzei yidei shemayim in certain scenarios. Where Imamish was able to get killed, in Adina Nachurma, you wouldn't have the chiyuv lotzei yidei shemayim. It's not important. We'll talk about the case next time. We'll see the background. Rabbi Isai, what I want to end this year right now is with the following question. La halacha l'maisa. Wow, Kimli, we have Ritzias ha'oizen we have Avdus halacha l'maisa. All this is halacha l'maisa. You have a guy who's Mechal Shabbos. And he's mazik you on the way. He does it simultaneously. I want to know, is there a chi of Latzis Yidei Shamayim? So the Ksos says, why should it make a difference whether it's Bizman HaZeh, whether or not they're enforcing the stronger punishment? Kimli B'Drabimine applies in all scenarios. Says the Marshal, there is no chi of Latzis Yidei Shamayim if they gave him the Misa. Why not? Rabbi said, give me a Svara. Why not? What's the Marshal clearly holding? The opposite. The Marshal, again, Marshal says, Im Avdina Nachumra, there's no Chiyuv Latzis Yidei Shamayim. Why is there no Chiyuv Latzis Yidei Shamayim? Why would one suggest that? There's no even chiyuv motzei shemayim on the dinei mamonos. Why would there not be a chiyuv motzei shemayim? Because it's what? Because it's as if you paid. It's wrapped up together. The misa includes the mamon within it. So that's exactly what the Marshal is saying. Marshal is saying in the time of Misas Bezdin, where they actually gave the capital punishment, so the mamon is paid. What are you going to say? A chiyuv motzei shemayim? He still has to pay the esnon? He still has to pay the zayna, his mother, the zayna, the esnon? He paid for it already. He's getting killed. It's nichlal in the misa. That's what the Marshal says. The Marshal holds like the Ritva. But if you hold what? No, that's not pshat kimle b'derabim minei. Kimle b'derabim minei means Bezdin's hands are tied. Bezdin can't enforce two punishments. If that's the pshat, like the Rabbeinu Tam, zok tekzois, what makes a difference whether or not Bezdin carried out the misa or not? Kimle b'derabim minei means if you did a misa that's high of both misa and mamon, Bezdin can't be machayev you for the lower one. For the mamon, no matter or not whether we enforce it, whether it's bezman hazeh, whether you did it b'shoyu, whether you did it b'mezid, kimle b'derabanan applies by both. So it comes out according to the ritva. No. There are two tracks of kimle. There are situations where bezman habayis, where they gave capital punishment, that the pshat is that it's as if it's paid. And then there are other situations where it's bezman hazeh, where no, the ritva is going to have to agree to Rabbeinu Tam that that's working, that Bezdin just can't enforce in those situations. But there still would be a chiyuv lotzei sedei shamayim, like Rashi says. Mir Tashem, next time, maybe we'll try to see the case above Machteris, the Gemara, to understand where the kills of the Marshal are coming from.